running his fingers deep into the shock of black hair which framed his shapely, boyish face. He scratched his head and sighed. Tika's newfound beauty became, as suddenly, his despair. He envied her the handsome coat of hair which covered her body. His own smooth brown hide he hated with a hatred born of disgust and contempt. Years back, he had harbored a hope that some day he, too, would be clothed in hair as were all his brothers and sisters, but of late he had been forced to abandon the delectable dream. Then there were Tika's great teeth, not so large as the male's, of course, but still mighty, handsome things by comparison with Tarzan's feeble white ones. And her beetling brows and broad flat nose and her mouth. Tarzan had often practiced making his mouth into a little round circle and then puffing out his cheeks while he winked his eyes rapidly. But he felt that he could never do it in the same cute and irresistible way in which Tika did it. And as he watched her that afternoon and wondered, a young bull ape who had been lazily foraging for food beneath the damp, matted carpet of decaying vegetation at the roots of a nearby tree, lumbered awkwardly in Tika's direction.